brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kennedy's assassin still claims he was a victim of mind control and his gun didn't fire a fatal shot. A new appeal after parole is denied. He doesn't claim that. The local police report said it was a different caliber shot, RFK in the back of the neck and head. And at the same time, his gun got pinned by a bystander. And the guy that shot RFK in the back was a CIA Skunk Works worker, a secret aircraft facility worker. And at the same time, three famous CIA agents were later documented to be in the crowd at the ballroom right before this happened. So, obviously, they'd killed his brother, the president. They were going to kill him. Watson, in the 3-4 minutes we've got left in this short segment, he was seen with the lady in the polka dot dress. She gives him a drink, obviously, of some type of amnesiac. He's given his programming cue, and he goes and then plays the part of the patsy. That's where you left off.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying with the television show. They recreated that almost exactly, the girl with a polka dot dress. She was the trigger for him to go and pull the actual trigger and be the patsy for the assassination. And then, of course, the Church Committee and Rockefeller Commission investigations in 75 were preceded 2 years beforehand by CIA Director Richard Helms ordering the destruction of all files related to MKUltra in 1973, 2 years before these investigations took place. So whereas a lot of information about them came out from whistleblowers, most of the actual physical evidence was destroyed by the CIA 2 years beforehand. So it's amazing. But the other point you made before the break was, you know, you're in the FBI, not the lower level FBI aren't involved in this kind of thing. That was brought home to me today. There's a CBS News interview with the NSA. They got inside access to the NSA building, and they were like, this is not going to be a puff piece. Of course, it was a total puff piece. But they were asking the director of the NSA questions, Alexander. And in one case, they asked him a question about Snowden, and he had to turn around and ask somebody in, quote, the shadowy group of figures behind him, if it was okay for him to talk about a certain issue relating to Snowden. So the director of the NSA is having to ask his superiors in the NSA permission to speak about a certain subject on CBS News, and he's supposed to be the top guy. So there are guys above him. So again, it brings
up these top guys don't, in most cases, know anything that's going on. I mean, that's on record. That's how the globalists run these operations.
They just read the teleprompters.
That's right. You've got permanent members in the shadow government burrowed in like ticks.
And those are the kind of guys who are going to be involved in MKUltra and these programs. That's why they destroy the files before they can be properly investigated. But again, with Jared Lee Loeffner, the gunman who shot Gabby Giffords, he was obsessed with mind control. And then you tie that in with the psychiatric drugs, which induce violence. And, you know, it's a cocktail for carnage, basically.
Well, here's the deal. The shoot-em-up video games, and the video game heads get mad at me when I say this. I'm not saying take away your murder training tools. My whole point is First Amendment. You've got a right to it. I have a right. They think censorship is disagreeing with them. No, censorship is stopping you. The shoot-em-up games were invented to create instinctive shooting, to create killing machines. You put devil-worshipping people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that make you kill people on this. It makes you a programmed assassin. These games were made to program Marine Corps and Army killers to instinctively kill. Then the government takes kids that already fit the profile, drug them up even more, and point them at the target. It's very simple.
And that's why they use them for drone pilots as well.
That's right. They recruit their drone pilots out of the pool of video game heads, just like The Last Starfighter, just like Ender's Game. They had declassified plans before those movies and books came out in the 80s that was what video games were for, to have interactive giant game grids to pick the people they want for the future and to train the computers. The computers are all wargaming what you do. You won't be needed in the future. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're now into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, 16th day of December, 2013. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow me specifically on Twitter at RealAlexJones. I want to open the phones up today. And when I say first-time callers, I really mean first-time callers. And then in the next hour, I'll have a free-for-all. But I want to give first-time callers out there. We don't screen your calls. We just ask you to have a good telephone and get to your point. Call in and give us your take on everything we just covered in the last hour. The fact that the Boston Globe is now reporting that the supposed lead Boston bomber, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, believed that he was under MKUltra mind control. Ladies and gentlemen, he was under a secret State Department program run by the CIA out of Georgetown University to send him to be with Chechen rebels in Chechnya. That is in the major British and German newspapers months ago. There was a drill of a bombing at the Boston Marathon that was used to have everybody in place. In case anybody got caught carrying it out, they would just say it was part of a drill. You had the stand down of the police. You had all the other people with the backpacks. You had the cover up. This is really incredible when you add to it all the other bombers and people and all the other mass shooters who, it turns out, were in CIA programs. And this comes out, and then literally no one gets in trouble. There are no investigations. Remember, the FBI lied and said, we don't know who Tamerlan Tsarnaev was. We never heard of him. Turned out, I said 2 years. It was actually 3 years before. They were in contact with him, in meetings with him, debriefing him about his trips to Chechnya. And the family is on record saying that he was basically working for the government. And then I call the family back, the aunt and others, and they start crying and have basically been threatened. Yes, I'm ready to come on your show. Call back 20 minutes later. My children, no, they will get them. They will smash me, they said. No. I mean, this is the life I live, living in the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And now the Boston Globe's reporting this. I'd like to get your take on it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then there's stuff like this. We covered it last week and played part of the TV ad they're running, and it's also running in England before movies. But Greenpeace uses depressed Santa to claim North Pole is melting, and he's in there with blinking lights in a basement in a bunker, and there's water running. He goes, the North Pole is melted. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Now they have billboards up that we have a photo of on Infowars.com. Greenpeace uses depressed Santa to claim North Pole is melting. Arctic ice has actually increased 29% since last summer. And if you scroll down, there is a NOAA Weather NASA satellite showing it from August 27th of last year to August 15th, 2013. The ice, ladies and gentlemen, has massively, massively increased. In fact, the thickness has increased, and they debate whether it's increased 30-something percent or 50-something percent. And they argue about it all day. But let's read some of this. Greenpeace is running ads in major transportation hubs around the world featuring an image of a depressed Santa. This was record cold temperatures in Antarctica, 138 below zero. This is with record cold temperatures across Europe, across the United States. Greenpeace is running ads in major transportation hubs around the world featuring an image of a depressed Santa Claus alongside the words, the North Pole is melting, you better believe it. You better believe it. That's how dumb they think you are, is that they run people under CIA programs. The Boston lead bomber suspect, the one they tried to kill, has said, I'm not guilty, and they are saying national security on what he's saying. I know what it's saying. My brother was in the government, was set up. Because we know he was in the government. And now he told his friends and family, I was under mind control. That's coming out in the trial, the secret trial of his brother. It's coming out. And I can't believe the Boston Globe actually told the truth about this. Good job, Boston Globe. Because most people aren't in on this, folks. We're just ignorant and don't want to admit where we're at. They're telling you that polar bears can't swim, penguins can't swim at the South Pole, polar bears can't swim at the North Pole, the ice is all melted. They'll point cameras at icebergs and say, look, it all melted, they're floating. There's always icebergs coming off in the spring and summer and fall. This is how dumb they think you are. I mean, look at this. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com. You can see it. The photo above, taken at London Underground Station by Watson, encourages people to donate £3 or almost $6 to the charity to help save the Arctic and get a message from Santa. However, just like Father Christmas, the claim that the North Pole is melting is a complete myth. From the summer of 2012 to 2013, the Arctic ice sheet increased by an area of 533,000 square miles, a rise of 29%. That is an extremely low estimate. NASA's imagery released earlier this year illustrated how, at the height of summer, an ice sheet more than half the size of Europe stretched from Canada to Russia. The following claims by scientists in 2007 reported by BBC that the Arctic ice would be ice-free by the summer of 2013 have been proven manifest fraud. Now, I want to explain something. Every year in the summer, they go, by next year it'll be entirely melted. And they show it in the summer, not telling you that the Arctic has a summer and a winter, shrinking. ships thousands of years ago up in the Baltic, and you know the Vikings could go up where northern Russia is during the summer. It was a summer passage. It always, in recorded history, thaws. They have icebreakers to go into areas they can't normally get into. This is literally like people not knowing what planet we're on. That's how dumb they are. They have a mythical Santa Claus in TV ads and in billboards saying, quote, "The North Pole is melting. You'd better believe it." Greenpeace, who said it would be entirely gone right now. And it is the biggest recorded in more than 50 years. Because the sun is at the low of a 100-year cycle, and they're concerned because their data is showing it may be the lowest output from old sun since we began recording it. And they've been recording that for more than 300 years. The sun, I don't care if the UN has a vote and says that the sun does not affect climate. That is like saying water does not affect fish. That is like saying sunlight is not needed for photosynthesis in plants. And, I mean, I just can't believe the propaganda is so dumbed down that a mythical character is telling you that the North Pole has completely melted, and you, quote, better believe it. You better, just like Obama would say, period, you better believe it. I will keep this promise. You will not lose your doctor. Your premium will not go up. There are no death panels. You will lose your premium. I mean, it will go up. You will lose your doctor. There are death panels. And I literally am on Twitter, and I saw some guy yesterday going, "You're a racist, Alex." And the story was about how the white shooter in Colorado was an avowed socialist who went in to kill conservative members of the debate team. And I went and looked. It was a real Twitter account. It was a real black guy in the Marines, and he was saying, "You know, you're a racist. Basically, your time's coming." Imagine. Imagine you oppose a socialist going in with a shotgun to shoot people he disagrees with, a white person, and it's racist. I mean, no wonder they're telling people that Santa Claus is real and the North Pole's going to melt. Or has melted and he's in a bunker. I mean, it's just, they think you are so stupid. They think you are so dumb. And because they know you're not really dumb, you buy into something and you then see it as a possession. You don't want to admit that you've been conned if you're a mainline Republican or mainline Democrat. You don't want to admit their corrupt special interests ruling your life. I admit it. I want out from under them. Let me tell you, some bully sitting on top of me punching me in the face, I'm not going to deny I'm getting punched in the face. I'm going to try to get out of it. I mean, I just have a lot of trouble dealing with this level of begging to be enslaved. And listen, here's the issue. Just because you want to be enslaved and feel intellectually superior and call me racist when I'm the opposite of that, doesn't mean you get to wreck my life. Doesn't mean you get to pass forced inoculation laws they're trying to pass in New York right now. Well, it has passed. They're just trying to implement it now. It doesn't mean I've got to work and pay 60%+ of what I produce for you. It doesn't mean I've got to believe what you believe or worship the gods you want to worship or not worship. I'm an individual. Get that through your brain. I belong to me and myself and my family and God. My body belongs to me. And I am sick and tired of your tyranny dressed up as liberalism when you people are the opposite of liberals. You people are the opposite. I see so-called liberals make fun of the unborn. You say, well, what about my body? Heaven rise. It's another human, especially by the last trimester. And people make jokes about killing that baby and and I had an abortion and it's fun to do and, you know, kill that little parasite and all this stuff. That's what the top feminists all celebrate and demonize the baby. Celebrate killing the babies. Is that liberal? Hell, even if you're going to kill the baby, why celebrate it? Because you people are evil. You people are devil worshipers. I know who you are. You so-called atheists that are statist, you're into power, so you chose Satanism. It's all about your personal power over other people to take their free will and enslave them. You're a bunch of would-be dungeon keepers, and I see exactly what you are. and you will be defeated. Your calls, Bill, James, Nancy, Colt, Jim, and others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm just going to take nothing but calls the rest of the hour. Then I've got Russia moving its nuke missiles in to the edge of Europe, threatening to nuke. I've got all the other economic news.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because solar backup generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Get one for half price at GCNSolarSale.com. That's GCNSolarSale.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him. Return fire bulletproof glass available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to 44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62 by 3.9. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of return fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. Thank you so much for joining us again today here in the InfoWar. Let's go to your phone calls. Bill in Michigan, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex Jones. You there, sir?
Yep. All right. Well, go ahead, sir.
Oh, hey. I've been listening regularly for several months, but in case I missed it, did you or anybody on your show yet raise the possibility They got mind control over all my sheep by means of making us think they're big. Because relative to like 100 million fighting age American patriots, there's really only a few of them. So they put
no, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Using divide and conquer, there's only a few thousand globalist tops. They run only a few staged events, and then the media plays along with it, though they're not even really part of it. And they're able to make us, the true liberty movement, that's the majority, feel like we're the minority. That is the essence of mind control.
Yeah, we get all this media showing us, you know, the tyranny, the forms of tyranny, the military arming of police forces, but how many people went and really checked to see, you know, how big they are yet? I think all this media hype about all this stuff that they do is to make people think they're bigger than they really are. There's more of them than they really are, including the, you know, the ones who are doing the pat downs and grinning and loving this. Yeah.
I hear you, man. I appreciate your call. Good points. James in New York. James, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, James. Well, I guess you don't want to talk either. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Greg in North Carolina. You're on the air, Greg. Go ahead.
James in New York. James, you're on the air.
All right, Greg, don't want to talk either. He's listening to his radio. No, no, we're gone. We're gone. Let's talk to Colt in Arkansas or Kansas or wherever he's calling from. Go ahead, Colt. You're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, sir. Broadcasting worldwide. May I help you?
Well, you know, I was just wanting to say, you know, I've been listening to you for a few years now, but my nephew was living in Virginia, and, you know, he was working at one of the gas stations there, and he actually got fired from his job because he told a girl that he wanted to legally obtain a gun and, you know, concealed carry permit, and they said that that was violence against
absolutely, the absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, look, if you play video games and talk about them, they kick you out of school. If you have a Nerf gun in your backyard, you're kicked out of school. There's no law. They just do it. They are creating the perception that, oh, you drew a Christmas card at school that showed a Christmas tree. It's banned because it violates church and state. The school can't have an official religion, but in your speech, as valedictorian, or in your Christmas cards you hand out, you can do whatever you want under the First Amendment. And again, this is authoritarianism in America. People don't know their rights, so they're being run all over. Yes, this is the fiat by fiat, outside of law, eradication of all of our rights. Not just the Second Amendment. They're going after all of them.
They did more than fire him. The cops ended up picking him up and forcing him to go to psychiatric evaluation for up to two, or I think
exactly. And then let me guess, they claimed he was mentally ill. He can't own guns anymore.
Yeah, they removed his right in Virginia to own guns, so he now moved to Kansas, so that way they had more lax laws on the guns.
And that was because he didn't know his rights. He should have laughed when they got there. Said, "What are you talking about? I only said I want to get a concealed carry to protect myself. You know, if we work at a convenience store, I want to, you guys are acting like I've done something wrong. Okay, go ahead and charge me." But he got intimidated and went, all right, I'll go to the testing you say. And then they go to their operative that then declares they have no rights. See how that's all rigged? And then they extrajudicially remove your rights through organized crime, racketeering, fraud. These are criminal institutions. And again, the police themselves don't even like what's going on, but they follow the orders or they lose their job. Hey, cops, you're going to lose everything anyways under this. But you notice I knew the rest of the story because this is a shake and bake operation. And the minute you tell the cops you know your rights, but actually know them and go, just because she was upset that I said I had a Second Amendment and planned to get a concealed carry, I'm sorry, she's a weirdo and been so conditioned to hate somebody talking about public rights. I guess it's their policy not to talk about that. I can see why they fired me. I think it was wrongful termination, and the courts would probably agree with me. But, you know, no, you're not going to take me to jail. And they take you to jail, you go, okay, I'm not going to resist. I'm just going to sue everybody here for official oppression. And you go before the jury, and you call her in. What did I say? I'm going to get a concealed carry. He said it. I'm scared. Well, that's concealed carry. The law in this state, jury. Was I falsely in prison? They release you. You're found not guilty. Now you've got the tort, the major lawsuit. Boom. But see, the people perish for lack of knowledge. I see articles every day where an old man's cleaning their gun in the country. The police come, take their guns, put them in jail, and then take the right to vote on guns.
They're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the news gets me really, really angry. I also keep forgetting, guys, that AC is off right there and it's boiling in here. I just psychoanalyze the reason I'm getting so angry on and off air is that AC was turned off. Will someone turn it on right now? Actually, I'll do it. Watch this. Boom! Baby. AC back on. Yeah! I turned that AC on. Anyways, I sit here and I see all this New World Order stuff. I can feel it. I see all the stuff they're doing to us, and I got to be honest with you. I start getting really, really angry. I'm in a very bad mood right now. And so when I go to callers and caller after caller has their radio on in the background, I kind of get a little bit angry. And I apologize. I want to take your calls, and I want to have the radio turned up all the way with like a 15-second delay, however you're listening, or 10-second delay. And that's how we're going to broadcast. We will just broadcast me talking with a delay and with you talking over it while you listen to yourself. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show, and that's me. And we are here, and I am very happy and blessed and pleased to be here with you today. And I am very, very thankful for all the listeners and all the liberty lovers out there. I salute you all. Thank you all for helping us collectively defend ourselves from the collectivists, because we are individuals, but we must come together collectively to organize and oppose this tyranny. And here's what I'm going to do. 800-259-9231. I am going to take a ton of phone calls and break the spell of the fact that I am a horrible talk show host when it comes to taking phone calls. And there's a big debate on whether I should even take calls or whether I should take more calls. I like calls. I like the news you bring up. I like the different angles you take us to. But randomly, some of the callers sound like, because it's during the weekday, you know, and they're home or whatever on the day off, and they're drinking, you know, a bottle of Wild Turkey or something, or Old Crow. And so you are barred from calling in if you've had more than half a gallon of whiskey. Only allowed to have one half a gallon before you call in on the show, 800-259-9231. I'm going to give each caller a minute. I'll give myself a 10-second response. Oh, yeah, is this the video of the Santas beating each other up? That absolutely, this will get everybody in the mood, is the Santas beating each other up. Yeah, I saw that on Drudge. This country is a complete insane asylum. And I think I'm a good representation of it all as well. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. It's absolutely out of control. If you didn't know, the video's up on DrudgeReport.com. That's the kind of video we need on Infowars.com, is the Santas. In fact, I said I'd go to your calls, but I'm just too intrigued by the Santas beating each other up in New York City. It's from Breitbart. Video: Santa's brawl near Union Square. A group of men believed to be participating in a SantaCon was captured on video throwing blows on the corner of the 17th Street and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan Saturday night. The Daily News notified cops of the video posted on YouTube. NYPD spokesman, I wonder if it's a hoax, folks. Let me see that video again. Let me see if that looks like it's real to me. If you're watching on Infowars.com/show, you can see this. I don't know. I don't know. It kind of looks real, but they might be good actors. The way they're walking away and everything, the way this is taking place. I don't know. It looks like it might be real to me. Unbelievably ridiculous. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Hey, the Russians moving nuclear weapons up against Europe, strategic weapons, frogs, basically. That's not a big issue, threatening to nuke Europe. The Santa Clauses, ladies and gentlemen. Bad Santas is what I guess you'd call them. Okay, let's go to your calls. Jim in Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling in, brother. Good to have you on board today.
How's it going?
Good. Good, sir. Thank you.
I just want to make you aware that it doesn't matter about my situation, but I was just informed that the FBI now is not wasting any funds or investigating crimes under $100,000, even though they're the only ones that have jurisdiction.
No, I know. If it's a federal crime, the local police tell you no, and then the FBI tells you no, and that basically is part of the lawlessness of society. And imagine living in New York, Chicago, or D.C., where you can't have guns to protect yourself, and then criminals are allowed to run absolutely wild. But if you even tell an officer you don't think you were driving the speed they said, they will taser you or shoot you or worse. Like in San Antonio, the guy said, I wasn't speeding, and the cop pulled a clip out in front of everyone, pulled a gun out, and emptied the entire magazine directly into him. So it's death penalty for not groveling to government. Everything else is legal now.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I called three different FBI bureaus. They all told me the same thing. And seven different agents told me the same thing. And one of the agents said he would see if he could bend the rules and get someone to investigate it. And it's not a lot of money. It's a lot of money to me. It was $33,000, but to this day, the FBI refuses to investigate, even though...
Well, people better be wise about what they're doing, because the general public doesn't know how to make money by working or producing. It's swindling, it's scams, it's incredible. God bless you, I appreciate your call. I've got to do a whole show on this, on scams they use with musicians just in Austin, but I know it's all over the country, where they have these lawyers and these record companies that never put anything out, or have like one person they claim that got a record deal or something. And then a record deal itself is always a scam now, the way it's set up, to where you could sell $5 million worth of stuff, you're going to get like $30,000 if you're lucky. And they literally have all these musicians that go and spend like $20,000, $30,000 making a record or making a single. And it's all just a scam with lawyers in the back room laughing at everyone. And it doesn't matter. The people don't want to admit they've been scammed or conned, and they just keep doing it over and over again. Things are so gamed now in Hollywood and in music that even big stars a lot of the time don't even make money. I mean, it's all rigged, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, I know. And it just shows how, and it's the gullibility of everybody is what's allowing this. Look at Obamacare. His idiot supporters actually believe it's all an accident. Let's talk to Greg in North Carolina. Greg, thanks for calling in, sir.
Thanks, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, brother. Good to be talking to you.
Good to talk to you. First-time caller. Are you familiar with a program started back in the 50s and supposedly was halted, but I know that it's not, called Project MK Ultra, where they were using LSD to CIA to brainwash people and to try to have them to do their bidding, sort of similar to what they're doing today?
Yes, sir. And they killed Captain Olson, throwing him out the window. And MK Ultra came out in the 70s. It had gone on in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. MK, Naomi, there's a bunch of other ones. And those programs all continue on today publicly in the U.S. Army, mainly. They openly drug and brainwash the troops now, calling it therapy.
Yes.
And then they have Air Force colonels and people, you know, who literally are over the mass shooters publicly. And it all comes out. No one gets in trouble. And the Boston Globe is reporting that the known CIA asset, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was saying he was under MK Ultra. One of the Monarch type programs is what he said.
Correct.
And then, don't you think if they do that, we should give our rights up? I mean,
I'm not giving mine up.
But the government will be much nicer to us if we just lay down.
Well, I don't know if you remember or not. I'm the one that contacted you last year in April because I had posted some things on a Facebook account. The Secret Service came and arrested me. I was afraid I was going to disappear, but it all came out okay.
I remember that. You know, there's a lot of talk show hosts we've had on who mildly criticize the Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, as Jamie Foxx calls him, not me. And they come and arrest you, put you in a psychiatric ward, take your guns. And so that's how they're persecuting us, the same way Nazi Germany started out using psychiatrists in the Soviet Union as well. God bless you, Greg. Good to hear from you. Have a great Christmas coming up. Cobalt in Canada, in the Great White North. You're on the air, Cobalt.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good, brother. Good to talk to you. How may
I
serve you today?
I'm drinking a little tangy tangerine. The new stuff's fantastic.
Well, thank you, brother. What do you make of all the news we covered?
Well, I'm calling regarding the Colorado shooting and the brainwashing part of it. He was going after the members of the conservative debate team. So I'm thinking, since Oprah said that all these racist conservatives had to die, he probably took it upon himself from her command to go and do this.
You know, that's a good point. That should be the headline. Was Colorado shooter following Oprah's command? Because
well,
it is true.
I would say that.
Absolutely. She wouldn't even need a connection. I mean, she says, I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing with no proof.
I think she should look at the other angle. There was Oprah.
Well, Oprah actually said, if you disagree with Obama, you're racist, and people that are racist need to just die. But she won't be getting her bodyguards or guns taken anytime soon. But for those that don't know, fill them in on why you're saying that. I mean, give us your take. It's come out that the shooter was on the debate team and disagreed with people on the debate team. That's in the local news. The sheriff say that. So he came with a shotgun to try to kill the debate coach, a librarian, and people on the debate team. Now, who would have, quote, well, we have the video, very proud of being a socialist, And the paper confirmed that he was listed on the debate team as a proud socialist. Who would a socialist be coming to kill on the debate team?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that, you know, Obama, if you're against him anyway, well, you're a racist and you have to die. So I'm assuming that this was his angle. Oprah told him, you know what, these conservatives got to go.
Oh, no, we went and looked up the debate team's names and stuff, and they are conservatives and libertarians, and they, you know, one of them did get shot and is alive still. And I know that probably makes the Common Core folks angry. But, you know, I mean, he's a socialist who wanted to kill people on the debate team. 2 + 2 = he wanted to kill libertarians or conservatives or free market people. But now under Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5. And if you don't agree with that, you're, well, racist. So, Cobalt, do you want to say you're sorry for being racist?
Well, not today. I think I'll just enjoy some tangy tangerine. It seems to keep me focused and away from the socialist side of things.
All right. God bless you, extremist.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, boy, that was really a sicko calling in, folks. I apologize for that racism. Let's talk to Tim in North Carolina. You're on the air, Tim.
Hey, Alex. I want to say thanks for doing what you're doing. I always said, as long as you're on the air, we have some semblance of the First Amendment. You know?
Some semblance of insanity, the good type, yeah.
I was wondering if you caught, it's about a couple months old now, but Elizabeth Woodworth's article about search engine manipulation, specifically in regards to the Truth Seeker episode on RT about 9/11.
Yes, if you don't have Google AdSense or other systems on your computer or on your website, they automatically don't list you as high. There's been lawsuits over that. But also some of the other big search engine groups and advertising groups do that as well. And there's all sorts of search engine manipulation of different news stories, different items. It's just fraught with it. But even despite that, dinosaur media is flailing around in its death throes, and real media is seeing a huge rebirth. But give us your take on it.
I was thinking they changed the date on the episode on RT so that it looked like it was not from September 11th of this year, but from 2011. So it put it in another spot on their website so that people couldn't find it in the search engines. But I also wanted to ask what you make of Representative Stephen Lynch trying to get the redacted 28 pages from the 9/11 report declassified.
I think that's really essential. We know they lied about what really happened on 9/11. We know they did know about the supposed attacks that were going to be coming. And I support transparency. I mean, the government has used all this secrecy to allow special interests to come in and build an empire of fraud. And then they tell us, like the former NSA director did on, I think it was Meet the Press yesterday. I saw a clip of it. He was going, trust us, be adult. Let us spy on you. So they've gone from, we promise we're not spying on you, to we're spying on you for your own safety.
Yeah, I guess it's a matter of, like, what will actually work? You know, are these folks that are in Congress actually awake to this? Or is this part of the show? You know, what power do they have if they can get this stuff declassified? You know, I mean, in my opinion, this event seems like the magic bullet to all this mind control stuff.
I mean, no, you're right. But I mean, look, we have to get behind members of Congress that tell the truth and stand up for what's right. And when they get attacked with a bunch of fake dirt, we've got to stand behind them, because the system does gang up and go after people that tell the truth. But see, we've hit the tipping point where the system's so discredited, attacking us with lies doesn't work anymore. It becomes a red badge of honor, a red badge of courage when the system attacks us. So we need to back people in the Republican Party, Libertarian Party, Constitution Party, Democratic Party, if they stand up for transparency and what's right. And even if we disagree with somebody part of the time, when they do the right thing, we need to support what they're doing. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great questions. Good caller. He was not drinking a gallon of corn syrup or cough syrup. Let's talk to Faith in California. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thank you for everything you're doing. You're waking a lot of people up.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We're trying. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just looking at everything on a whole, the big picture, and I'm saying, you know, this is all gone lawless. It's out of control. And if I look back, our forefathers would be collectively meeting right now in secret on how to overthrow this thing.
That would be terrorist.
Yeah, I know, I am. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, old lady, 5'2", right, 105 pounds. Anyway, this is a war against us, right? Agreed?
Absolutely.
It's a mind war, though. This is not a physical war. It's a mind war. Well, you know, a mind war is going to come down to a physical war eventually at some point. And all I'm here to say is I think we need more offensive strategies. We have great defensive strategies. You brought that up. But in any game, war game, or a football stadium, gladiatorial game, Spartans, you name it, they always had good offensive strategies.
Well, listen, I'm only one person. I'm going to come back to you after the break. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to break. I'm going to come back to Faith from California, a great caller. I agree. In fact, I should throw that out to ask the callers who are calling in on other issues. How do we get on the offense? I mean, I went to Dallas to stand up for the First Amendment to point out they were trying to ban free speech in the city. They backed off about 75%.
Yeah.
I'm one person. So,
I know.
So we're going to come back to you. We're going to put her on hold now. We're going to put Faith on hold. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to her some more after the break. Now, we need to talk about how do we get on the offense. Because people always call in telling me how I can get on the offense. And I can try harder. But I'm working pretty hard here. We need all of you to get on the offense in lots of little ways. That's what's going to bring them down. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
Bill Hyde here announcing drastic discounts on solar generators from Solutions from Science. Solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Go to GCNSolarSale.com to learn more. Get one for half price at GCNSolarSale.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Coming up, I'm going to break down MIT's 3D motion tracking tech that can see you through walls, no camera needed. They've had this in, quote, law enforcement, militarized federal police state for 20 years, mounted on helicopters, looking through your walls. Now they're just announcing it to all the slaves. The slaves pay to put the Connect box in their house and be surveilled by DARPA, by the NSA, and then all the sickos over there that run it get up on TV and lecture you how it's for your own safety. We're going to go back to the caller. Which caller was that I was talking to? Is she still on hold? Who was that I was talking to? Yeah, it was Faith. We're going to go back to Faith here in just a moment. But briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, we have some really amazing products available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have the best-selling Survival Shield, proprietary nascent iodine that does so much to protect your thyroid from different forms of isotopes and radiation. And so many people have iodine deficiencies. This is the unbound iodine that goes right into the bloodstream and right into the organs. Consult your physician before taking it. It's done wondrous things for myself and my family in detoxification, you name it. You can get it now with the fluoride shield that also has nascent iodine, but five other compounds with it. That's a two-ounce bottle, by the way. It shows it is the same size here in the image, but it's actually twice the size. You can get it, both of them, for $49.95. Your savings is $59.95. And, of course, that's off the regular savings, where normally Survival Shield is $30, Fluoride Shield is $40, but we've taken $10 off the Fluoride Shield, so that's 25% off Fluoride Shield when you get it with Survival Shield and stock up. A 48-hour sale and your purchase also supports the transmission. And believe me, folks, we only promote and sell things that have had a dynamite effect personally with myself, like the Patriot Blend, Arabica from southern Mexico, shade grown by the Chiapas farmers. Totally organic, Oregon tilt level, beyond fair trade. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com as well. It's what I love. You've heard the rave reviews. I don't sell junk. So that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. 48-hour sale, 25% off Fluoride Shield. We're running that until Wednesday morning. 48-hour sale available at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Faith. Okay, Faith, how do we get on the offense? Faith from California. Best call of the day. I agree with you. I mean, InfoWar is offensive. We're defensively fighting them while exposing the real agenda. That's really the offense. We're trying to get states' rights going. We're trying to defend the family. We're trying to get healthy. We're trying to speak to those in the power structure that are compartmentalized, to decompartmentalize them so they know they're part of something really evil. What do we do? What are your ideas?
Okay, I totally agree. We got a good defense already, and you're fighting that. And my idea is that we got to go back to the Revolutionary War and our forefathers who fought for our country. They were under mind control too. They had to get away from England, and they knew they were going to fight England. We were just farmers. We were just regular people. And those British had those fancy uniforms and everything on, and they thought they were going to come in and they were just going to take over. Well, they had another thing coming. And I just think we need, as patriots, to collectively get together and talk in war rooms or in homes where there is no TV on. There is no...
No, I hear you. You should be knocking on neighbors' doors. You should be going to city council. You should be organizing your own true liberty tea parties in your area and really pointing out this country's been captured. And that's it. But listen, everybody's looking for a silver bullet like it's going to happen overnight. It's a process. And we're actually getting momentum now and pushing back and having success. So I think the most important thing is to realize we're in the fight. Things will only be better if we stand up. Third hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure control. connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.